Take one, take two.
Yeah, ask the question.
Radhe Radhe Maharaj, I just want to know what do you do on Radhashtami so that to please Radharani?
Hmm?
To please Radharani, what you do on the day of Radhashtami to please Radharani?
Devotee is asking a question: what to do, what to do on Radhashtami, what to do, how to observe, how to honor Radharani, how to worship her, how to meditate on her. We say Avirbhav, Titi, the appearance day of Radharani, coming on Shukla Ashtami of the month of Bhadra. Bhadra means auspicious. It's a very auspicious month. Bhagavan Sri Krishna appeared in this month, and his younger brother, Balaram, appeared today. He appears on Bhadra Shukla Shasti today. Lord Balaram, Sri Balaramji. It's according to the Braj Mandal Vichar, and Braj Mandal Panchang, and Bhavji Panchang. And some play other institutions they observe on Rakhi Purnima.
Yes.
But that's only there. So it's there. It's right in, written in Hindi and Bengali, like that. Simple. Anyway, Balaram every day is somewhere, every day in some universe is his appearance. So you can celebrate the appearance of Krishna any day, anytime, anywhere. And when we, that blessed day, and that wonderful birth, and that auspicious moment and day when we have darshan of Krishna, that will be our pratam darshan, our first darshan. So that will be the birthday for us. That will be Krishna's birthday in our heart and birthday in our eyes and mind, because we'll sakshatkar. We'll see Krishna directly with these eyes, divine eyes, anointed with prema. The prema is the mercy of the Lord, and the divine vision is the mercy of the Lord. For the advanced devotee, then he or she will see Krishna for the first time, and they'll celebrate that as a jayanti, a very glorious jayanti, jayanti, Sri Krishna Vijay, Sri Krishna Vijay. Finally, after lakhs and lakhs of births, and millions upon millions of untold sufferings and miseries, I've attained my cherished goal. I've attained darshan of God. I'm seeing Krishna face to face, eye to eye, mind to mind, heart to heart. So that in an individual way, each sadhaka, when he or she attains siddhi, becomes sadhana siddha. Siddhi for us, or samadhi, or some siddhi, is prema. And prema gives one the adhikar, or at least the capability to receive the darshan of Krishna per his sweet will. Because when there's no marriage between the jiva and Krishna, so there's no, you can't control, if there's no marriage, there's no control of the love. So if you may love someone, and they may love you or may not love you, or you may really want to see them, and you may even see them, but then, or you really want to see them, but they don't want to see you. So the sadhaka, the siddha, is hankering for that darshan of the Lord, and may come in a momentary vision, a spurti. Of course, all happening at the level of bhava and prema bhakti. Whereas darshan of Krishna may come as a visporti, vishesh, a very special darshan, which is so feelingful and impressionable and deep that one feels that they are directly seeing Krishna or Radharani. But that's called visporti. You can say special sporti. Vishesh Smriti. And then finally, Sakshatkara, direct darshan. This is very rare. So that one may have that eligibility, and possibly at the level of prema, there's a chance, a strong chance, one may have darshan of Krishna. Because one's love is pure, one's love is selfless, and one has passed the test over many, many lifetimes of surrender and surrender. So then Krishna may give the darshan, but that's up to him. But prema is a qualifier. And then Krishna, when he's seeing our love and understanding, and he may intensify it by not showing himself, even to the premi bhakta, to increase the depth and increase the force of his love, like a river. A Ganga is flowing very fast. Any river. So many rivers are there around the world, still. So many are gone. But they're rushing so fast. Now, if you put a dam on that, you know, block, Baraj or dam, you block the flow of that river, and you can generate so much power with that force of that water. It's called hydroelectric power. Hydro means water. And then they control the amount of flow. And there's so much force built up by the dam that it builds up. It's just more and more water is pushing on the dam. And then that pushing is a force, an energy, which they transfer into electricity to light an entire city. In New York City, in America, in Manhattan, there's 30 million people. And they get their electricity from one river, Niagara, running through Canada, entering into New York State. And it's called, where it's running, then it falls. And where it falls, a waterfall, it's called Niagara Falls. It's running like this and goes a few hundred feet. And they can catch that power of that falls and make enough electricity for 30 million people. ACs and heaters and everything. So much force in water. Water is powerful. So what to speak of the power of love, the force of love, the rushing river, the premdhara, the rushing river of a devotee's love for the Lord, for Krishna. And then it's rushing like anything to meet the ocean. The ocean is male, the river is female. So the female is the prema shraya, the bhakta, the premi bhakta. And the male is the ocean. The ocean is the prema vishay, the receptacle, the receiver of the prema, Krishna. So Krishna may put a dam on that river of love. And that river of the devotee's love hits the dam, put by Krishna. He says, oh, I want to go forward, I want to go forward, I want to see Krishna, I want to see Krishna. And the dam is too strong, you can't put, and you're becoming more and more forceful. Your desire to Krishna Prapti Abhilash. It's told in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, describing the symptoms of one at bhava. There's three characteristics. It says that at level of bhava, the heart melts. Chitta-chitta-mashrinya. Chitta-chitta-mashrinya means that the heart, the chitta, melts. And ruchibis. Ruchibis, chitta-mashrinya. That the heart melts, and the heart melts with ruchi, with taste, with inconceivable, irresistible attraction and taste for Krishna and Radha. So then that ruchi expresses itself as three very, very strong desires in that bhava bhakta. One is Krishna Prapti Abhilash. His Abhilash, his desire to attain Krishna Prapti, becomes very, very strong. So when there's a dam on the river of his bhava and prema, there's a dam, then that intensifies and concentrates and builds up the pressure more and more and more and more. The pressure and the desire becomes greater and greater and greater. I want to attain Krishna, I want to attain Krishna. Now a new devotee says, oh, I want to attain Krishna. But it's like a whimper. It's like a, like, I want to attain Krishna. But when we say, when Maya comes in front of us, we say, no, I want to attain Maya. We scream, we yell for Maya. Well, so this is our lack of love. So this is Krishna Prapti Abhilash, and the other is Krishna Seva Abhilash. Every bhakta, new bhakta, Kanishtadikara, Vaishnava Praya, Prakrita Bhakta, he wants to attain Krishna. He wants to go to Krishna. He wants to serve Krishna. But how much? How much? Itna, itna, itna. One iota, one anu, ek anu. But for the Bhava Bhakta, for the Premi Bhakta, that Krishna Prapti Abhilash, Krishna Se, is three Abhilashes. His Ruchi Beast, Acharya Say, means three tastes. Three tastes, three hankerings, and three tastes and three feelings become very, very strong, like a dam in front of the rushing Ganga. One is Krishna Prapti Abhilash, one is Krishna Seva Abhilash, and the other is Krishna Prema Abhilash, or some desire to lovingly serve Krishna's leelas. The third one I forget, but these first two, something like this. So this is, and so when Krishna sees that that's becoming stronger and stronger, Krishna, I really want to see you. He's crying. This is correct and it's right and it's proper to want to see the one you love. Anyone who loves someone and doesn't want to see them, they don't love that person. It's a joke. It's some kind of sales talk. I love you, I love you. So what to speak of Krishna? Love of God, love of Radha and Krishna, praying. So I want to see you, I want to serve you, I want to be with you in your lila and love you. This is a symptom in a very small way and the characteristics and qualities in a very atomic, minute way from a very beginning devotee. And they become colossal and humongous and mountainous when a devotee advances to the stage of ruchi and asakti and what to speak of bhava. Then as one increases one's love, this is in Madhurya Kadambini, Krishna Chakravarti explains, in the eighth the eighth shower, he calls the chapters rain shower, shower of shiksha, shower of kripa, shower of prerna, inspiration, mercy, guidance. In the eighth one, he talks about prema, and there he describes how he gets a chart. He explains in words how, as we increase in our and when we begin, we have a little bit of devotion, a little bit of attraction for Krishna, a lot of attraction for Maya. Then we increase our attraction, and our attraction for Maya goes down, and even has all these terms. It becomes slight. It's very great, our attraction for Maya in the beginning, and our bhakti attraction is very less. Then it becomes, it tipped the scale. So there's two tracks. One track is our ever-increasing attraction, attachment, and love for Radha and Krishna. And the other track is our one, they're communicating vessels. One's going up, the other's going down. So as our love for Radha and Krishna increases, then our attraction for Maya and material life decreases. So that's why the six Goswamis, they could live such an unbelievably detached life. Because their materiality and their material interest, their art, was nothing, was zero. And their love was so great. So then, no problem. Nidra, hara, vihara, kari, vijato, chatyanta, dina, chayo, gopi, bhava, no, Radha, Krishna, guna, smritir, madhuri, ma, nandena, sammohito. They forgot everything. Sammohito. They were completely oblivious and they didn't know, oh, there's another world out there. There's a Delhi, there's an Agra, there's a Mughal emperor. They didn't remember anything 500 years ago. They were totally immersed in this Radha Krishna Guna Smriti. Smaran, Radha Krishna Smaran, their Leela and their Seva and their Manjari Sarup. So detachment's quite easy. Nidrahara, sleeping gone, eating gone. Nijrahara, Vikadi, Vijata. And all this, everything gone. So Vishnath nicely explains that progression. So this is the Premi Bhakta. So on Radhastami, one will worship Radharani and serve Radharani according to his level of his consciousness and attachment, in a physical way, in a mental way, in a meditative way, in a small way, in a grand way. Once Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he told his Brijvasi servant, he said, "Listen, today is Guru Purnima. This is the most auspicious day of the Tirubhava of Sri Sanatan Goswamipad, of the six Goswamis. Vande Rupa Sanatana Rugu Yago Sri Jiva Gopalago." So Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj is living in Navadvip as a Tyagi Sadhu, Babaji, Sannyasi, and his servant's name was Das or whatever, Rishvasi Das, something. He said, "Guru Maharaj, Babaji Maharaj, we want to have a Bara Bara Utsav. Aaj Guru Purnima hai, aaj and dono Utsav, Sanatan Goswami Tirubhav. So aaj Bara Bara Utsav." So then Babaji's servant says, "How we have big Utsav?" Utsav means a big Vaishnav Seva Bandara, big feast we offer, and big kirtan, and invite so many speakers and make so many arrangements. We don't have one rupee. We don't have one rupee in our pocket. You go out and beg some flour, and I go out and I beg some other thing, some salt, and we mix it with Ganga water and we make some little roti. How we feed the Vaishnavas? We don't have one rupee." And so he said, no, we're going to have a very big utsav." And then the servant said, how do we do that?" And he said, "Because we're going to speak the mahima. We're going to speak the Vaishnav charitra, the glories and achievements and contribution, the glories and achievements, position, identity, and contribution of Sanatan Goswami Pad. And we'll do kirtan, we'll do Vaishnav bhajan, viraha bhajan, and vilap, lamenting and separation, yeyanilo jina, yeyanilo premadana karana." So we'll lament and we'll cry in separation from this great Sanatan Goswami Pad. And then we'll sing Sucha Kirtan, our special Bengali padas that are written by Padakartas, poems and songs that describe the whole life of the devotee, his main contributions, and many, many stanzas. So they have one for Sanatan Goswami, they have one for Rupa, and many more. At least I've seen one, and they're in my Samadhi's book, in the back, in appendix. One bhajan, Sucha Kirtan for Sanatan and Raghunath and Rupa, etc. And inspired by those, when we published our book, Gaudiya Vaishnav Samadhis, we wrote one, a Sucha Kirtan for Srila Prabhupada in Bengali. And that's in there, rather simple. That's also there. I think it's called Srila Prabhupada Mahimamrita. But I say that this is a Sucha Kirtan because it describes his life, his glorious, wonderful life. It's a little humorous also, some of it, naturally. So Radhastami, first of all, we give up eating. And if we have facility and money and whatnot, more than Gaurakishore, we try to cook some nice offering for Radharani, for a picture of Radharani. Or we do puja. It's like regular utsav. Nice, you cook a nice feast and you have harikata with friends. You call friends together and have harikata, or you read to yourself. Or a very nice thing is called reading for the Thakurji. I guess in Bhakti Marg, Jiva Goswami Pada describes two types of service. One is called Paricharya. Paricharya Seva and Prasanga Seva. There's two. Paricharya. Paricharya Seva means to serve, to cook, to clean Gurudev or Krishna's clothes, and to cook, clean the ashram, collect firewood, beg alms, sell books, do puja, many, many paricharya. Chara chara means moving here and there, many things, a variety of things. That's very nice, and that's one type of beautiful service which many devotees are engaged in. And the other type of seva is called prasanga. Prasanga means, prasanga means being, sanga means sa anga. Anga means body, limb, and sa means with. So sanga has, on a very high level, it means it has a very intimate meaning. But what under this point of seva, prasanga means to be near the one, to be have your body is near the one you're serving, and the service you're rendering is shravanam kirtanam, you're hearing and chanting, or reading. So this is called prasanga seva. It's very nice. You're not really, you're not cooking, you're not cleaning, you're not washing. You're just sitting, and Gurudev is lying, or sitting in his chair, or lying in his bed, or sitting on asana, whatever. And you're sitting nearby Gurudev, for example. And he says, oh, so-and-so, read the Bhagavatam. So then you read the Bhagavatam out loud. That's called prasanga seva. Or if one disciple is a very good kirtan person, or a bhajan, he says, oh, call Krishnadas, call Chaitanya Das. Chaitanya Das, sing, I want to hear, for 1-2 hours, I want to hear Vaishnava bhajan. First you sing the Vaishnava Mahima, and then some Gaur bhajan, and then some Krishna bhajan, and some Yuga bhajan. Then he sits. And the disciple is singing and watching Gurudev and praying he can do nice seva like this. This is very nice. So we have on these Radhastami, we engage in Harikatha with others, or we just read to ourselves, or we read to the Thakurji. If we're alone or even together, you can have a program, husband, wife, and Radharani and Krishna. So you sit in front of your Thakurji, and then you say, oh, Radharani, this is your appearance day. Oh, Krishna, I know you'll very much like to hear the glories of Radharani. So I'm going to read, my wife and I will take turns reading the glories of Radharani and your glories for your pleasure and for Radharani's as a seva and as a gift, you know, birthday gift, you can say, to Srimati Radharani. That's a very nice thing that devotees do. And a puja, and then they, if they have some favorite deities of Radharani in the old temples, then they render some service there. They buy some sweets and mala, and they go early in the morning of Radhastami, and they give to the pujari for Radharani's seva. Or sometimes they buy gifts. We see that, and I saw in Ramanreti when I was there, many devotees buy gifts, and they offer to Radharani. Nose rings and necklaces, and they bring jars of honey and all kinds of things. A gift, it's a party, it's a birthday. So, Radharani, we celebrate in different ways, and we can meditate on where is Radharani on her birthday and where is Krishna. And Siddha Krishna describes on Radharani's birthday that Krishna and Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Balaram, and all the that intimate family members, they go to Barsana and they stay for a few days to Radharani's birthday. Because every year, Radharani is in Barsana on Radhastami for some more time, a month or two. This time she's here. And she goes back to Yavat. So when she's there, then Prishabhana Maharaj is a very good and dear friend of Nanda Baba, and they're only 10 kilometers apart. There's one kingdom, the kingdom of Vrishabhanu and the kingdom of Nanda Baba, both situated on top of the hill, the mountain. for safety and for strategic position. See the whole valley, any enemies coming, easy to protect. How many people and animals are living down below the mountain? So on this particular day, Vrishabhanu Maharaj sends his personal servant, I mean a few days before, Radhastami, and he arrives in Nandagaon and he says, "Hiri, hiri, hiri, on the order of Vrishabhanu, I have been sent here for Nanda Baba, to invite Nanda Baba and his clan to please come to Barsana to celebrate the appearance of Larali, Radharani." So all wonderful arrangements are made, and even permanent arrangements, because it's a regular every year function. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj in his palace, he has a bedroom for Radharani, and a bedroom for Anagamandri, and a bedroom for Sridham Sakha, and a bedroom for his wife, Kirtita, and a bedroom for himself, and temple, and many rooms are there. There's 30 rooms in his palace. He has 30 very large, huge rooms in his palace of varying sizes. And Nanda Baba, in his palace, he has 50 rooms, or 56 rooms. It's big, very big palace. And there, not only is there Radharani's bedroom and her sister and brother, but right behind Radharani's bedroom, there's a guest bedroom, and that's for Krishna. Then next to him in a private room is Balaram, and there's some other room for Madhumango, another room for Nanda Baba and Yashoda, and like this, and some servants. And it's a four-day birthday party. So Radharani and Krishna are celebrating for 4 days. So you can also celebrate Radhasmi. You're asking how to celebrate Radhasmi. You can celebrate it for 4 days. 1 day just Radharani bhajan and feast, and the next day Radharani katha and feast, and the third day Radharani katha, Radharani kirtan and feast, and fourth day Radharani darshan and prikama. Fourth day, you rent a car and go visit all the famous Radharanis in Brajmandal. That would be very nice. Many devotees, we also did when we lived there. They get up early and they go to Ravel. Or no, they get up early and they go to Barsana for Mangalartik. If they can get in, probably it'd be too crowded on Radhasmi. But maybe if they're a little wise, they would get up early and drive to Ravel. Ravel is in Gokul side, near Krishna's place, birth in Gokul. They'll go there and they'll see Mangalartik at Ravel. And then they'll come back to Krishna Balaram Mandir if they're connected to the ISKCON. And then they'll see Radharani's Abhishek. And they'll stay for some time. And maybe even take some Radharani's Mahaprasad. And even rest. Then they'll get in the car and they'll drive to Barsana. And maybe rent a car, a few devotees together, and they'll see Radharani's after an anartik in Barsana. And then on the way back, they maybe stop other temples here and there. Those are the main ones that devotees would do. And of course, here at Radhakund, we have how one observes and worships Radharani with meditation and sevan lila. If you have no money, you sit down in Radhastami and you cook a wonderful feast in your mind, then you offer it to Radharani. You can have a beautiful festival. You can have an amazingly beautiful, most satisfying, fulfilling festival without getting up. Just sitting in one place in front of Radharani and meditating all day. I'm with Radharani. This would be on a high end of someone who has pure mind and very sattvic body and senses. He can sit all day. From beginning of the day, he's just totally absorbed in serving Radharani, cooking a big feast, and just one devotee and whole day with Radharani. It's like that. So here at Radhakund, it's a little different than other places, because for devotees in Radhakund, Radhakund is Radharani. There are also many murtis of Radharani here. Radha Gopinath, Radha Govinda, Radha Raman, Radha Damodar, Radha Gokulananda, Radha Vinod, all the seven Radharanis of Vrindavan are also here. Then Purani Radha Krishna Temple. There are many, many other deities of Radha and Krishna. The primary deity is Radharani, Radhakund. So on that day, then many devotees go and do Abhishek of Radharani, Radhakund. Offer milk and flowers and artik and all, boga. And kirtan and brikma and offer prayers to Radharani, Radharani. Radhakund Astakam, Radhika Astakam. There's nice Astakams by Krishnas Kaviraj and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Rupa Goswami, I believe. Certainly Raghunath Das Goswami. Radhakund Astakam, Radharani Astakam. I'm reciting these prayers and worshipping. Reciting prayers, worshipping, meditating, serving, cooking, darshan, prikama, prayer, prarthana. What else? This is a festival. Some, as I said, some will eat on Radhastami, some will fast till the next day. Many things go on. Just, and it's a free flow of your inspiration and love. It's Radhastami. So you ask yourself, oh, I'm a Gaudiya Vaishnava. And I'm in a movement that's dedicated to serving Radharani. The goal of a Gaudiya Vaishnava is to become a servant of Radharani. That's it. Nothing else. So now you're the servant, and now how are you going to please the master, the mistress? What do you want? This is your love. It's voluntary. It's individual. It's your expression. So you're asking me, so I gave you a very broad spectrum answer. Show you all possibilities, and there's so many more you can imagine. If you're an artist, you can say, all right, today I'm going to paint Radharani, whatever. And if you're a poet, it's today I'm going to write a beautiful poem to Radharani. If you're a musician, you can write a beautiful song glorifying Radharani. Yes. Krishna and Radharani are unlimited, and bhakti is unlimited, and prema is unlimited, and seva is unlimited, and braj is unlimited. So there's not 10 ways to serve Radharani and Radhastami. There's unlimited millions of ways. But obviously, all the ways you'll serve will be involved with your body, mind, and senses, and working senses, and knowledge acquiring senses. Personally, I do my things, and you do your things. But I gave a general idea of what to be done. Because they say one man's shoe doesn't fit another man. If the shoe fits, wear it. So food for one is not food for another. A man with typhoid, if you give him pakoras, he'll die. But a man who's healthy, he'll rather like to have pakoras and chutney.